Breakfast with Now. Stream must-watch sport, blockbuster movies, and the biggest shows with Now. No contract.
Dua Lipa, training season. Training season's over. Training season is not over.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Training season has just begun for Ronan O'Gara and La Rochelle.
Oh, I like it. See what you did there.
They flew into Cork Airport yesterday, so he's arrived with the lads. He basically said, I'm going to take you all the way over to Cork now. I'm going to show you around my gaff.
That's right, yeah.
He brought La Rochelle over. They're down Fota, and they're on a week's training camp.
Yeah, this is for the Leinster match.
It is. Big game this weekend. Cup, yeah. I think Leinster are going to be out for blood because I think haven't La Rochelle knocked them out of it twice recently?
They have, yeah. They're pretty impressive, La Rochelle.
They're brilliant.
Aren't they?
They're brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Yeah. I think that was one of the best European Cup finals. Was it last year?
I think it was last year. Yeah, it was.
Amazing
epic
game.
Yeah, no, it was, yeah.
So, welcome home, Rog. Aww. I wonder, where will he bring the La Rochelle lads? Will he go down to, like, will he do a bit of bowling down in the Coliseum?
Yeah, I'd say he probably will.
You bring him from...
Hang on a second.
Murphy's Chipper.
In the what? In the Coliseum?
Down to the Coliseum.
Where's the Coliseum?
The end of McCurtain Street. That's what it's called.
The Leisureplex.
Yes, no, it'll always be the Coliseum.
Will it?
Yeah.
Look at you, you old school.
You old cock, hadn't you? I think the locals will always call it the Coliseum.
Yeah, okay.
So he'll bring them there. Obviously...
Where else?
Into the Mutton Lane, High B. They won't be near any bars or anything. Like they'll all be on the fizzy water.
I was going to say, would the French be into having an old responsible in the High B?
Yeah, bring them down to Kinsale, down to the old fort down there or something.
Yeah, he could do that. Yeah,
play a game and catch and kiss or something.
Play a game of what?
What? I don't know. How do they train rugby?
I don't know, but you're being weird. Move on.
Okay, you're all going to hide in the fort and I'm going to try and catch you and give you a big kiss. I mean, it's new tactics.
Right.
Welcome to Cork, La Rochelle. Welcome to Cork. Apologies about the weather. Nothing we can do about it. Rain-sodden Ireland can look forward to, the recent lashings that we've been getting of showers. It looks like temperatures are on the way up. We could be heading for 18 degrees.
What?
From Thursday onwards.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's a complete flip of the weather, so it's going to start getting very warm this week. That's the good news. Later on today, we will have a new Taoiseach.
We will indeed.
So it's goodbye, Leo V.
Goodbye, Leo V.
Varadkar last night handing in his resignation to President Michael D. Higgins. There's a photograph of Leo and Michael D., all right? And it's in the paper this morning, and they're shaking hands, but it's a really watery handshake.
It's not one of those wet fish ones, is it?
It's like, you know when somebody shakes your hand, Michael D. is just holding his fingers, and that says a huge amount to me.
I've got to be honest, I really like a firm handshake.
Honestly, it's got to be.
Not so firm that it, you know, cracks all your knuckles together. But like, I like something that's got a bit of conviction about it.
Watery handshakes are like, I'm not even going to try and shake
it. Do you know
when
it's warm and sweaty and limp?
Are we talking about the hands?
Handshakes. Handshakes. We're talking about handshakes.
You walked into that one. Anyway, yeah, it's welcome to our... It's our brand new Taoiseach joins us on the line this morning. Good morning, Calvin Harris and the Chipmunks.
Casey, I'm going to borrow heavily from your manifesto, okay? And it's going to be free Jambon Friday. I'm fixing all the potholes on your drive up from Crosshaven.
Lovely.
And you get a back rub every Monday morning.
Yes.
I'll do the feet as well.
Lovely.
Okay? Because I am the Taoiseach, okay? I'm the new progressive Taoiseach, bringing a new energy.
Good on you, Calvin Harris and the Chipmunks. The more animated he gets, the higher his voice goes.
I'm going to fix this.
Starts off in his nose, ends up in his forehead.
Absolutely. Rory O'Hagan, how are you, sir?
I'm okay.
This time yesterday on the show, I brought you a little clip from Rory. Rory did an interview for the Big Red Bench, and he left a little clip in, and we had some fun with it yesterday.
But Friday night will be the big one then, local derby with Ramblers.
Phil, as always, a pleasure, sir.
Thanks, Rory. Thank you.
Oh, I'm cold.
Good journalist would have taken that last bit out. There's no friends in showbiz, Rory.
I mean, he hung you out to dry there, didn't he?
Yeah, I just sent him his people 5, actually.
Yeah. So he's going to be living outside and he'll be very...
Oh, he'll be very cold.
We had the David Attenborough remix yesterday.
Pushing through deep snow is exhausting work and the bison are now slowly starving.
Oh, cool.
Their thick coats can insulate them down to minus 20 Fahrenheit.
Oh, I'm cold.
But Kelly, we had some musical suggestions as well yesterday. I thought this is quite nice. I'm loving all of these.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Oh, I'm cold.
That's my favourite so far.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He's frozen.
Absolutely.
And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like...
Oh, I'm cold.
People are now making these at home and sending them in to me. Yeah, yeah.
You're as cold.
That is amazing. That is amazing.
You're as cold as ice.
But this is my favourite one. All right, not only have you made it through documentaries and David Attenborough and you know, pop culture, you've made it into one of the greatest movies of all time.
Rory, hang on to the door.
Oh, I'm cold.
Where else can we take this? How far can we take this? 086.
I've never seen Rory laugh so much.
I'm
going home.
104106. Where can we take this? Come on, people. I know there's way more.
You're as cold as ice.
Amazing. Thank you for all your suggestions. We will keep that going every day until they fire us. That's a promise. 7:33 morning.
Red FM breakfast
with KC on Cork's Good Times. Red FM's cash machine.
Yes, another winner chicken dinner. Congratulations.
How much is in the cash machine?
It is €10,106.43.
Make some noise. Congratulations.
Oh my God,
how are you feeling?
I'm shocked. I'm going to buy a car. I'm going to give my sister some money for her baby's christening, and then I'm going to go on holiday.
Well done.
Car, sister, holiday. Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. She had it already spent before she won the money.
She did, yeah.
I think most people do, don't they, when it comes to the cash machine. That was Bethany who got the call yesterday. She was in a library.
Yeah,
she was working there.
Yeah.
She had to keep very quiet. She ran to the jacks and we got a little bit more energy out of her. But congratulations. Bbethany McConville has won over 10 grand today. Tuesday tasty jackpot of €20,261.86. Mm-hmm. So write this one down. 20261.86. 20261.86. Over €20,000. €20,261.86. In the cash machine for you to win right now. The call is going to happen between 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock. Set an alarm on your phone if you're off doing other things. If you can't be close to the radio, make sure you were listening. If you enter this game, you've got to be listening to Ciara Revins between 3 and 4. Herself and Barry make those phone calls and change those lives.
There you go.
Text RED to 57557. If you want to buy a ticket for this game, it will cost you €2.50. You've got to be over 18. You're playing across the Go Loud network of stations and all the T's and C's if you want them. RedFM.ie. You can read them right now.
Fix VIPs on Cork's Good Time. Red FM.
But first, my dear.
Yes.
Ella Henderson started life in the X Factor. She's had a load of brilliant songs. She's got a belter of a new tune out at the moment with the lads from Rudimental. So I caught up with her the other day.
The track is a third generation sample, right? So you're sampling Coolio in this.
Yeah.
So for 10 points, Ella Henderson, who did Coolio sample for Gangster's Paradise?
Baby Wonder's Pastime Paradise.
Yes, you know your stuff. Well done, congrats. It was from Songs in the Key of Life, which is one of Stevie's incredible albums from 1976. So this is a third generation sample. It's let's have a quick listen to how it evolved. Here we go. Pastime Paradise turned into this. What a tune. And then Ella Henderson's. Absolute belter. Absolute banger. The Rudimental boys have been working with you on this. What was it like to be back with Rudimental again, Ella?
Oh my God, so much fun. I think like actually recording and writing this record was one thing, and then I think having the idea to be like, do you know what? I think it needs this huge drum and bass element and giving the ring like, so I actually am signed through Rudimental's record label through my label, and I signed 4 or 5 years ago when I wanted to have like a complete fresh start, a new beginning with my career. And they've just been incredible with me all the way through to this point. And we always said, we want to do a record together. It's just got to be the right song, the right time, and we'll know it when we hear it. And this was that record.
There you go. Ella Henderson's Alibi, if you want to grab a copy of it, is out to buy right now. And we're lashing it out across the day. Vic, what have you got?
Becky Hill has announced that in her forthcoming new album, Believe Me Now, she's doing a collaboration with Self Esteem. So Self Esteem, real name, Rebecca Lucy Taylor.
Okay.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Does she go by Self Esteem or does she go by...
What's on her driving license when she stopped by the guards?
Self-esteem.
It's Mrs. Steam.
Self-esteem.
Are you steaming? No, Mrs.
Yeah. Self-esteem ain't getting no points. So that's one to look forward to. I think she actually dropped the track list last weekend on social media. So look out for Becky Hill's new album. Someone else who's still making waves, as usual, Beyonce. She's become the first black woman to secure a number one country album. You see, she knows what she's doing. You see, it's all a big... She knows what she's doing.
She's on the ball.
Yeah. But I actually can't believe there's never been a black woman to top the country charts. Can you?
First time for everything. And well done to her.
Absolutely. So,
come here. So everything's going country now, okay?
Okay.
I want you to tell me what you think of this. I'm not a particular country fan. It doesn't bother me either way. If it, you know, whatever your music is, whatever your genre is, whatever you love is your thing. But I really like this.
All right.
Okay, a fella has done a country version of Blinding Lights by The Weeknd.
Oh.
Now, but the thing about it is, this sounds like a country song. It doesn't sound like if you've never heard the Blinding Lights version. I look around and see the city's cold and empty. No one's around to judge me. I can't see clearly when you're gone. And I said, ooh, I'm blinded by the light. It just works. His name is TEBEY, Blinding Lights country version.
I like it, you know.
And it just
it's
sits
as good as the original.
So this is basically, I think, in the next 6 months.
Are we going to start seeing all this?
We're going to be a country station. We're going to be Red Hot 105.9.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now, stream Barbie in all its glorious pink perfection with a Now Cinema membership.
Make real savings. Good morning. This is KC. Vic's over there. There's Rory.
Hello.
Morning, everybody. Parents, right?
Yeah.
So when you were growing up, I can remember so clearly the threats that were thrown at me and my sisters. They were just for control.
Oh, that's exactly what they're for.
It's 100% based on control.
Yeah, but aside from just the kind of like the threats for control,
yeah.
There was also some really bizarre things.
Things, and it was generational control. Like, I mean, there was some stuff that was said to them, that was said to them.
And the reason we're talking about this is because I caught myself saying something to my kids the other day that was exactly what was said to me as a kid. And actually, comedian Jason Manford now has a really good example of something similar that happened in his house.
My dad would throw the sexual one in sometimes. He'd go, right, stick your tongues out.
What?
Stick your tongues out. Why? Because it's well known a liar's tongue turns bright green straight after a lie. So my brother, not lying, his tongue straight out, nice and pink. Mate, you had me lying, thinking I'm not falling for this. I'm going to keep my green tongue in my mouth. That's all right. Okay, there's a couple of dads going, I'm having that when I get home, that's going in. My dad will look at me and he go, right, come with me. And he drags us up to the phone box up the road. He dial this number, he go, hello, that Chief Inspector Williams, Greater Manchester Police. This time, young man, you'll go to prison.
Prison!
Phone will come to me.
Hello!
You know, you better have me sorry, because next time I will come round with a van and the dogs and take to Strangeways Prison for 15 years.
Jesus Christ. And this again, is, as I mentioned, this is why half the country are going to see counsellors.
No, it is. But it was a different time, wasn't it, to be parenting. I don't think you'd get away with it now as much. But I have been known in the past to say something about marching my kids down to the guard station.
What was it that you said to your young fella? Like, what was it?
I just said, listen, you know, carry on like that now. We'll be getting in the car and driving straight down to the guard station. Why do you think they have such a big guard station in Cove?
I will admit, driving through Douglas at the, you know, the finger post roundabout.
Oh, yeah.
Caleb, when he was about three, did this thing in the middle of a journey, would take his seatbelt off. All right, and just refused to put it back on. Now, you know what it's like when you're trying to put a kid into a car seat, when they do that straight back thing?
Yep.
All right, and they're not bending for you? And this is what he did. This was his protest. Straight back. No, I'm not putting it on. So I drove into Douglas Garda Station, and there was two young guards like putting stuff into a car. And I remember walking over, and I was like, just go with it, please. Just go with it. And he came over and he went, now you're going to have to do what your daddy says straight away. Seatbelt was put on. It does work.
It does work.
I don't think the guards went to, is it Kinnegad? Where do they go? Where's the training school?
Templemore.
I don't think they go there for years just to discipline our kids.
There's a whole semester on it.
I'll put it all together. Yeah. But let's see what we got coming into us this morning, all right?
I have one here. Look, lads, whenever we used to hear the ice cream van, my mum would tell us he's playing that song to let people know it's run out of ice.
Oh, that's the classic, yeah. That's the classic one.
That's a classic. That's from Kev.
When I was a kid, one of my friends said the word gowl. And when I went home, I asked my dad and my parents, I said, what's a gowl? They said, it's a gravedigger.
My older brother used to tell me Elvis Presley was buried in the little old cemetery by the quarry in Ballon Temple. I totally believed him. That's from Lee.
That's amazing.
It could be true.
What happened
to you?
My granny Rosie, may God rest her beautiful soul, had a wicked sense of humour. So whenever we watched Wizard of Oz, she would point out a specific munchkin and say, that's your Uncle Edward. Yeah. And we all believed her. We could point out, like, even to my adult years, I could point out the munchkin that she pointed out to us.
Why?
She's like winding us up, I think.
Oh, my God.
There's quite a few people saying, I got a few messages from people saying that they used to be told that they were going to be sent to the Good Shepherd in Cork if they didn't stop it.
You will be sent away. That was the threat.
There's another one here. Morning, guys. My mum used to tell us, if we were being bold, that she'd send us to the charity down the road where they kept all the naughty kids and they only had one tiny little blanket to sleep under. I used to freak out every time I saw a social worker going in and out of the place.
Wow. Jerry's been on to me here to say that his parents said, I'll turn you into Annie.
Oh, what?
A redhead.
How are they going to do that?
Put her in an orphanage.
Aww. That's not fair.
So, yeah, listen, a different time, lads.
Similar times, some might say.
Absolutely. My mother, I've told this story so many times, sorry if you've heard it before, but when it came to explaining birds and bees and all that kind of crack, my mother, who's from an agricultural background, asked me, did I ever see a cow give another cow a piggyback? That's where babies come from.
Is it?
They say apparently so.
No.
I believe her. Cork's Good Times, this is Red FM. It's like genuinely, now we know what happened to our generation.
Yeah, we do. This is shocking, lads. It's absolutely shocking what our parents told us.
My God.
You'd never get away with it now, you see, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but thankfully, there's just a different approach to parenting. Some of these I can't even play.
I know.
I'll get back to them in a little bit anyway. 20 past 8. Here we go.
Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. Like, for example, my dad told us beaches didn't open until June.
so cruel.
So we were never taking... He didn't have to get up off the couch until June. Oh, man alive. Vince, good morning. How's things, Vince?
Hey, guys, good morning.
So, Vince, you're a landscaper by trade. Have you got your own landscaping business?
Have my own landscape and design business, yeah.
Nice.
And now we're taking up snorkeling and scuba diving as well. Oh, but all this rain we're getting...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So how long have you been doing this crack?
Over 25 years.
It's one of those jobs I've always kind of admired because you're out, I know you're out in the lashing rain most of the time, but you're outdoors working all the time. So you must be fit as a fiddler, are you?
No, I wouldn't say that. No, no, okay. I wouldn't say that. I have two young kids under three, so they're keeping me fit around. Right,
yeah,
but,
you're busy.
They're keeping me going. Yeah.
Vince, what's the name of your business?
It's Aspen Landscapes.
There you
Aston,
go.
Aston, is it?
No, Aspen.
Oh, Aspen, the
name of it. Yeah, name of a tree.
Aspen Landscapes. Very there you good. Go.
That plug was worth €1,000.
Yes,
you know,
it was. Aspen Landscapes.
Vince, the best of luck. Let's go for these and see how you get on.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
What girl group was Beyonce part of, Vince?
Destiny's Child.
True or false? Oasis brothers, Liam and Noel, their mum is from Mayo. Is that true or false?
True.
Question number 3. What is the name of the river that flows through Dublin?
Liffey.
Who presents the Sunday game show on RTE?
Jackie Hurley.
Shape of You is a song by what UK singer? Shape of You.
Oh, Dua Lipa.
Question number 6. Who won an Oscar for Best Actor in The Revenant? The movie with the vicious bear attack.
Yeah, I know. I can't think of his name. The guy that's going Titanic.
Yeah, that's him. He's there in front of you.
Yeah.
He is. He's there at all his young girlfriends.
Think of a star sign. Think of a star sign.
Sounds like Cappuccino.
Yeah.
Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Question number 7. Who played 11 in Stranger Things? Stranger Things on Netflix.
11 was... Oh, what's that girl's name? Oh, pass. I don't know.
Oh, I'm so sorry, man. Yeah, you see, when you're on the spot...
They didn't suit me.
But also, when the clock is ticking and you're under pressure, your brain does this thing where it goes, I don't want to work today.
It does, yeah. And that happens to everyone, Vince, not just you, by the way.
You got Destiny's Child. Noel and Liam Gallagher's mum is from Mayo, in and around Charlestown in Swinford, that area. The Liffey is correct, Jackie Hurley is correct. Ed Sheeran was the answer to number 5. Leonardo DiCaprio for number 6. And then Millie Bobby Brown played 11 in Stranger Things.
Really? There you go. Yeah, won't forget that, no.
best of luck with the business. I hope you have a very busy summer,
Thanks,
Vince.
Guys.
We've got a 50 euro voucher for Easy Living Interiors on its way to you. And have
That's
a look.
Very good. Thanks so much.
Have a lovely day, Vince.
Bye, Ben.
Cheers.
Take care.
Good morning.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Wake up.
And that's the sport with Simply Suits.
What's Rog going to do with La Rochelle now that they're here? Is he going to take them out for, will he bring them to all the locals and chippers and whatnot?
He's got to take them to the wildlife park and take them a little train thing that takes you around the park, doesn't he? He has to.
So they're in Fota at the moment and they're training there for the whole week.
Yeah, because they're playing Leinster this weekend.
Massive game against Leinster this weekend. Yeah, welcome home, Rog. Bonjour, La Rochelle. Welcome to Cork, lads. I hope you have a great time here. Will they be let outside the grounds? Will it be?
See, that's the thing. Well, Fota has everything. It's got golf. It's got all your leisure facilities. It's got the training facilities. So it's kind of like a compound. It's fantastic. The facilities there are absolutely top notch. The Republic of Ireland had a training base there. A number of cross channel football teams.
Oh, hello.
Have had pre-season training camps there. It's an incredible facility.
Yeah, so they'll have them out racing the cheetahs in the wildlife park or whatever.
I hope so, anyway.
They're up the road from me, God help them.
Yeah. We're talking about parental threats when you were growing up, the things that your parents used to say to you. And now some of these were protective threats as well. They were just kind of, things that were said to you to stop annoying us or go away.
My dad used to tell us to keep our pocket money in the special safe under the stairs. I was 15 before I realised it was the gas meter.
That's amazing.
That's outstanding. So the kids were topping up the gas meter?
Yeah, putting all their pocket money in it.
Kelly. Is she there?
Sorry, that was me pinging, by the way.
All right, it's okay.
Oh, she's busy.
No, I'm it's okay. A big one I was told was my tongue would go black if I was lying.
It was the black spot one.
Black spot.
Did you get the wooden spoon? Everyone got the threats of the wooden spoon. I mean, wooden spoons were invented for baiting kids around the place, apparently.
I think that was an Irish thing, definitely.
Very much
We never
so.
Got the wooden spoon thing where I lived now.
Yeah, my dad told us beaches didn't open until June, so he didn't have to wait. Which is horrible.
That's
somebody's dad.
My mum got a nurse to tell me that my skin would turn orange if I kept on drinking Fanta.
Wow.
I think I got told that about Sunny D.
Yeah, I think I got told that somewhere along the way as well from something, yeah.
Somebody said that their mother used to say, I'm reporting you to Childline.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't work that way.
No, it's the other way around.
Anyway, keep these rolling into us. These are threats that you have grown up with.
These
the ones
so
that
funny.
Have sent you into therapy, please. 0868 104 106. And stand by, people of Cork. 10 grand yesterday. That was one. Let's do 20,000 euro next. Red FM
Breakfast. With KC on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
I'll be your galaxy. I'm about to fly. Rain on me, tsunami. Head up to the sky.
Seriously, is this you?
I'll be your galaxy. I'm about to fly. Rain on me.
100%. Lady Vic Vic and Ariana Grande. Cork's Good Times, this is Red FM. Good morning. It's not going to rain on you today. It's going to be dry for the day, which is good news. This is the greatest moment in the history of the Masters Golf Tournament. So Tiger Woods has this ridiculous shot in 2015. He's way off the green. The green is kind of slanted.
Okay.
And he does a little chip in and this happens.
Oh my goodness.
And the ball just stops. It stops right on the edge of the hole with the Nike symbol looking at the camera. Oh. And everyone is cheering. Nothing happens. And then... It was like an invisible person just went blew the ball into the hole.
Wow.
Incredible.
In your life have you seen anything like that?
No, if you want to see loads more Masters action, it's happening with Now. They are streaming all of the Masters right across the weekend. Let me see, let's pick a line here. Who have we got? Well, we give it to Sean. Morning, yeah. Sean, how are you, buddy?
All in all.
Hey, Sean.
Sean, how are you fixed for sitting on your backside for the weekend watching golf?
I'll take it all day long, yeah.
All day long. Do you play yourself?
I play a bit, yeah. A bit. I wouldn't be mad into it, but yeah. I'm watching it more than playing it.
Very good. Now, very importantly, can you tell me this fella's name here, the little clip that we played you earlier on? Have you any idea who this lad is?
Niall Horan
is correct. 200 euro fun money and 6 months of Now streaming on the sports pack for free is yours. Well done, Sean.
Happy days.
I'm really glad, you know.
Happy days. Have a good day, Sean. See you later.
Nice one.
Cheers, buddy. Well done. Will you do one of these every single day this week? 6 months of sports membership each day, and you'll get 200 quid as well for you to win. With Now, you can stream Sky Sports without a contract. And if you want to watch the Masters, they have it all this weekend.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Stream must-watch sport, blockbuster movies, and the biggest shows with Now. No contract.
And David Guetta together. Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. So as I mentioned earlier on this morning, if you are opening a new business, if you're doing something or anything in Cork that we can help you out with, just email the show anytime. That's what we're here for.
Yep.
If we can give you a little mention or a little push. So kc@redfm.ie is the email address to the show. Fire it into us. I'll give out Victoria's private email as well if you want. Do you want me to go out? Will I give out your hot stuff 96 at gmail.com? Leave that one off. Will I? So what have we got for you this morning? I just opened a new acrobatic school in Donnybrook.
Oh, in Douglas.
Congratulations, Amy, Donnybrook and Douglas. Yeah. Acro Fanatics.
Oh, cool.
And it's spelled FANATIX. We teach both boys and girls age 5 and up. So that's Amy's new business.
Best of luck, Amy.
Shout out to Here's Health. We're opening a new shop on and a new health store and cafe on Oliver Plunkett Street from Jeff.
Nice.
Good on you, Jeff.
Good luck, lads.
Somebody, Frank is saying here, someone needs to open a Chinese up the north side and call it Wok Nahini. Oh my God, how come nobody Frank. Has done that yet?
Oh, Frank.
Wok and Wole.
That's actually brilliant.
Wok Nahini.
Wok Nahini, yeah.
And the very best of luck to T12 at Barrett's Bar. That's where you find them on Facebook and Instagram. They're a new country cafe open in Barrett's and Ballinhassig. Yeah. Doing breakfast and lunch and dinner and all that all day. So there you go.
And by the way, we'll keep this going. So if you haven't heard your new business mentioned today,
yeah,
it will be mentioned in the coming days. But
because there's too much bad news of places closing down and shops shutting and businesses folding and whatnot. So we need to kind of, you need to pick up the good stuff that's happening as well. Yeah. And it's a huge thing for people. I mean, to go out on your own, to set something up, to start from scratch, it's a massive deal.
Yeah.
So if we can give you a little mention, a little push, a little hand, you know what to do. kc@redfm.ie anytime. You take a photo. Okay. He's probably gone into school, and if he is, we'll do this again from tomorrow. Jack Casey from The Lock. It's your 8th birthday today. I hope you have a massive day. Mum and Dad and Rose and Polly the dog would like to do a little woof woof for you as well. Happy birthday, kid.
Happy birthday, Jack.
Hope you're still listening, Jack. Have a great day today. We have so many of your parental trauma stories to get back to tomorrow. And by the way, if anybody wants to go half and open in a Chinese business, Wakanahini, we got to make it happen. I'm on for that.
Happy days.
Thanks so many for listening. We're back tomorrow morning between 6 and 9 for all the usual messing. Yeah. Big, big cash machine this morning. Over 20,000 euro. Stand by. Neil will get you involved in that in a couple of minutes. He's here till 12. Kira will take you through the afternoon. Colin will drive you home, and Steph's here from 7. Have yourself a good day. All right. Yeah. See you tomorrow.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now, stream Barbie in all its glorious pink perfection with a Now Cinema membership.